The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Thursday, November 4, 2021. The Communist Party of Cuba highlighted the methods of pressure that the extreme right of Miami exerts on Cuban artists to take sides against the government of the island. An article published in Grammar newspaper reflected on the coercion to which musicians or other artists are subjected to in order to develop in their professional career in that city. According to the text, demonstrating against the Cuban government and taking out the sword and sinking it deep as a bargaining chip to break through the uncertain cultural circuits of Miami. Fake news, emotional manipulation, institutional breakdown, and the creation of opinion leaders are some of the tools of the strategy described in the book on soft coup by U.S. political scientist Gene Sharp. On the subject, former Cuban ambassador to Washington Jose Ramon Cabañas emphasized this has nothing to do with the way in which artists from the island are received in Los Angeles, Chicago, or New York, which are capitals of culture. Cuba confirmed this Thursday morning 592 new positive cases for SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19, and 2 deaths from complications associated with this disease. The fatality in the country due to COVID-19 is estimated at 0.86%, lower than 2.02% in the world, and 2.45% in the Americas, indicates the part of the health entity. In the last 24 hours, 786 people were discharged, and with them accumulated 142,984 patients recovered from COVID-19 in the Antillean nation, 98.8% of all those diagnosed in the country, said the Ministry of Health. Cuba will expand trade relations with China during its participation in the 4th China International Import Expo to be inaugurated in Shanghai, diplomatic sources said. The island's consul in that municipality, Nestor Torres, told the Global Times newspaper that his country will be present with a virtual pavilion and will promote advances in biotechnology, culture, goods and services, tourism, health, and agriculture, in addition to its tobacco, coffee, and rum brands. The China International Import Expo is a very important space to promote Cuban exports, and an essential aspect will be the display of advances in sanitary matters, Torres highlighted. He referred in particular to the development of vaccines against COVID-19 thanks to the high level of scientific technological innovation, the development of pharmaceuticals and biotechnology. He considered the Chinese fairs an excellent opportunity for the promotion of foreign investment in Cuba, after citing that the island offers as advantages qualified personnel, social security, and a transparent legal framework. And in the international agenda, we have that the Councilor of Bogota, Heidi Sanchez, assured that the demilitarization of the police in the Colombian case continues to be a necessity. Through his Twitter account, he emphasized that Colombians are victims of a police force that does not respect the exercise of citizens' rights. Although the Colombian National Police is an armed body of a civil nature, it is attached to the Ministry of Defense, and therefore the President of the Republic is the supreme commander of the institution. Last week, the campaign Defend Freedom, Everyone's Business denounced the excessive use of force by that body against a demonstration in Usme in the southern part of the capital. Meanwhile, former Peruvian prosecutor Avelino Guillén, accuser of former Governor Alberto Fujimori in the trials in which he was convicted, was sworn in as the new Minister of the Interior before President Pedro Castillo. The jurist replaces Luis Barrenzuela, replaced last Tuesday after a media scandal for holding a party at his house despite the ban on meetings as a measure against COVID-19, an impediment that he had to enforce as head of the Interior. Guillen gained national and international prestige by effectively substantiating the charges for which Fujimori was sentenced in 2009 to 25 years in prison for crimes that constitute crimes against humanity. After the fall of the tough Fujimori government and promoted to Supreme Prosecutor, Guillen participated in corruption investigations of former officials, military and former judges, and prosecutors who served the illegalities of the Fujimori administration. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.